Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
It's the 39th annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 4th at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion, featuring 60-plus breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial Angus, Shorthorn Plus, Composite, Semi-Angus, Hereford, and others. For more information or a catalog, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com. That's rmccattleman@yahoo.com. Well, on one hand, cattle futures seem ready to open moderately higher here today, supported by residual buying interest and ideas of further cash progress, which may be close at hand. On the other hand, though, hog issues are staged to begin some lower based on long liquidation and defensive carcass value. Now, look for scattered bids to start servicing in feedlot country today. Yet the big question may be now, how long will it take this to firm enough to generate significant trade volume? Asking prices started this week to be bullish, and we haven't seen anything in recent days to suggest that country knees are weakening, although we did see a $121 trade in our part of the country a little bit yesterday. Now, the cash hog market seems geared to open with generally steady bids today. After a decent run since the first of the year, the country trade may be cooling off a bit. Indeed, cash and futures have virtually converged with spot February, at least momentarily, unwilling to anticipate further cash strength. The hog futures are slated to open moderately lower, pressured by long liquidation and more cautious fundamentals. Now, March corn was up early this morning about a half a penny. March soybeans down 2.25 cents, and the July Chicago wheat was down 1.25 cents. Wheat in Chicago, that's the March, was down 1.25 cents, falling back from Tuesday's stab at a new high with little obvious fundamental news to be excited about. Winter wheat prices have seen a nice correction back from last fall's lows, but most of the benefits showed up in the Kansas City contracts, where concerns of dry weather also added to buying. Now, March corn slightly higher early today, ignoring yesterday's weaker close and staying near its highest prices in 3 months. The latest show of support came from excess rain in Argentina over the weekend, which is having its biggest impact on soybean meal prices, but is also spilling over to corn. And March soybeans down about 2.25 cents early this morning, and may have to be wondering if this market is ready for a break after climbing 63 cents in 4 days. The move started with a less than expected U.S. production estimate of 4.31 billion bushels from USDA and was enhanced by excess rain in Argentina, which may have taken 5 to 10% off their soybean crop estimate. We'll check your futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Now, February live cattle at the close up 70 cents, 120.27 yesterday, and April was up 40 cents, 119.40. March feeder cattle down 50 cents, 129.55, and the April down 42, 129.07. Hog futures for February down 60 cents at 65.20, and April down 90 at 68.82. The grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, March was up a quarter penny at 4.52 1/4. May up a half cent, 4.64 1/4. Chicago wheat, March down 2.5, 4.31, and the May was down 2.25 at 4.46. March corn down a half penny, 3.65. The May down a half penny at 3.72 1/4. And March soybeans up 5 3/4 at 10.75. May was up 5 3/4 at 10.83. March cotton up 72, 72.98. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.